This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the late 70s and early 80s, Stan Ridgway led the punk band Wall of Voodoo. As a solo artist, Ridgway's moody Los Angeles music has drawn comparisons less to musicians than to writers like Raymond Chandler. His new album, Holiday in Dirt, is a collection of songs Ridgway has written over the past decade, tunes that didn't make it onto his other albums, some commissioned for film soundtracks, one or two from a lesser-known band he had called Drywall. Rock critic Ken Tucker says that this album of odds and ends actually coheres as one of Ridgway's best collections.
That song called Operator Help Me is a good, fast introduction to Stan Ridgway. His flat vocalizing, more speech than song. His hammering piano style and eerie, echoing instrumental backgrounds. In his liner notes, he describes Operator Help Me as, quote, a very paranoid song. One that this Angelino wrote soon after the Rodney King riots. But really, most of Ridgway's music is either faintly or heavily paranoid. The sound of a man who doesn't trust the thoughts in his own head. Take, for example, this vision of an apocalypse that seems to be taking place deep in Ridgway's subconsciousness.
After the storm, we'll all need to dry out. And the forecast will be sunny and fair. After the storm, we'll have a big parade. And the smell of victory will be in the air. We'll march in the sun and listen to speeches. Life will be a bowl of green and peaches.
By contrast, one of the most engaging songs on this album is its most straightforward. It's called GarageBand 65, and it really captures the feeling of starting a band, of creating music from scratch. It contains one of the best single throwaway lines I've heard in a long time. I call this a song because I say it is. That's where Ridgway's instinctive existentialism dovetails with his love of collaboration.
In an old garage, rain is coming down. Half a block away, you could hear that sound. Powered up by love and electricity. Making lots of noise and feeling free. Got a brand new amp, a speaker with a tear. Shock ourselves on wires. Make believe that we don't care. I call this a song.
Ridgway's music is inseparable from his life in Los Angeles, and he's probably one of the few musicians besides Randy Newman and Warren Zevon who can get away with writing a song about the movie industry and not have it sound coy or ill-informed.
My beloved movie star, there's more than cold cream in your jar. Eyebrows arch and lips are dry. When you're alone at night, you cry. Stuntmen make you feel secure. Wrap you up in soft. Lights bright, your close-ups now. This picture could tank, but you'll make out somehow.
That song is called Beloved Movie Star, the Billy Wilder mix. Take that, Cameron Crowe. At the same time, Ridgway is perfectly capable of writing songs that would sound appropriate on one of Crowe's pop-happy movie soundtracks, like this one. That's typical of Stan Ridgway, jaunty music whose lyric is all about, as its title goes, floundering, looking for one's place in the world, even if that world is just showbiz or the music biz. Let's hope Ridgway keeps floundering so skillfully, passing off musical assurance as one man's emotional puzzlement.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Holiday in Dirt by Stan Ridgway. This is Fresh Air.